neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It was just a great weekend, just a beautiful weekend. 68 yesterday. Bailey, did you enjoy the park yesterday? Yeah, right. Looks like park for you today. Not quite as warm today. We'll shoot for 63 today, so just a minor bump in the road, if you will. A few clouds from time to time today. Tonight's low 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I love this forecast this week. Warming trend tomorrow. 67 tomorrow. Low 70s Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. And what a contrast from last week when it just, it kind of sucked. Friday with all the rain. And right now this morning, and by the way, some spotty showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. Right now this morning, we already have 50 degrees, and it's looking pretty nice out there at 4 minutes after 9 o'clock. So you guys got some stuff to talk about?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's not like there's anything going on.
There's no hearings today, though, right?
No. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
So the whole big middle hump of the week.
Yeah.
We'll have plenty. I mean, we could just play the hearings and not even do a show.
I haven't seen the commercials that Session has on the air yet, but everybody's talking about the commercials.
Have you seen the one where he puts on the hat?
No, I haven't seen any of the Sessions commercials yet. So
yeah, he puts on a MAGA hat, and you know there are some people that really pull off a ball cap. I tend to wear mine backwards when I'm wearing one, like right now. But Sessions wearing that hat with the bill down, the hat down tight, doesn't work with his ears.
Apparently, Saturday Night Live did a bit on.
Oh, I believe
making fun of the Sessions commercials.
I believe it. I believe it. They are very easy to lampoon, and I'll let others do it. SNL will do it. I'll be respectful, of course.
Well, I know you guys will get into a lot of interesting subjects today, so I'm going to step aside and let you get into it.
Oh yeah, see this right here.
Yeah,
thick. This is eight pages.
Material.
That's one thing.
That's right.
That's on John Brennan, the Voldemort looking dude.
Oh my God!
Don't
even bring
dossier.
Mm-hmm.
I see that.
Yeah, he's going to fry.
Right.
And before you go, I've chained over an intern in the back corner.
Mm-hmm. Daryl! Daryl, don't speak! You're an intern! No talking! Is the Michael Horowitz report out yet? Daryl! Thumbs up, thumbs down!
Well, maybe you should ask his brother Daryl.
Yeah, and my other brother Daryl.
Right. Is it out yet? No?
No, folks, a Horowitz report. I've got an intern chained in the corner.
I see that.
He's just waiting for the Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the...
He looks terrified.
Is it out yet? No.
All right.
All right, guys.
Well, thanks, Rich.
Have a good one. I'll see you later.
Rich.
News and Views is next.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes, if you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United for your
comfort. Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corksicle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into it, folks.
Welcome into what?
News and views from 9 to noon. I'm your local Polack, Joey Clark.
I'm your local Shanty Irish, yeah. Jack Campbell.
Just a couple of honkies trying to do the best we can to make sense of the news for you here in the River Region. No, but in all seriousness, a lot to cover. And I'm feeling good this morning, Jack. I'm feeling very good indeed. We have local and national news, of course, as impeachment continues all this week. Luckily, we are spared another hearing today.
Thank God.
Thank God, indeed. This hour of news and views, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You're running out of time to take advantage of the 50% off for news and views listeners only. So call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Say, hey, Dan Black, Dan Black's employee, I'm a news and views listener. Don't I get 50% off? You'll say, yes, 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. Take advantage of that, folks, and thank you to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of news and views. So where to begin, Jack? Should we start local? I think we should start local.
You know, the officer that killed that, what was that boy's name, Greg, was it Greg Gunn or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, yes. Officer Smith and Mr.
Yeah, they're having jury selection. You know, the trial was moved to Dale County down in Ozark, and they're having jury selection beginning today. So we'll see how that turns out.
Crazy story. I mean, I've heard the arguments that it was legitimate. I've heard all. I mean, if I was a juror, I would really want to hear this. I haven't decided where that and how that case is going to go.
I know.
Late night stop in the dark. I mean, tasered the guy a couple times. Didn't
did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think it actually affected me. Might have been where it didn't get through the sweater. The details I'd want to hear again, yeah. And we'll see where this goes.
Well, it's totally unfortunate that it ever happened.
Indeed. And also, why would an officer should not be by themselves at that time of night, in my opinion? Shouldn't be by yourself.
Well, probably not. I remember for a while there were two to a car.
Right.
And I don't think that's the case anymore. Maybe it is on night shift, but not during the day. But anyway.
Yeah, and I hope it's a fair trial. I hope it's a clear trial. I'm I try to be objective on these stories because they can get very heated and huge passions. And let's just hope, you know, I take it seriously that we should hold our police accountable to a higher standard. I mean, they're given awesome powers. It's a very difficult job. But also we shouldn't throw them under the bus either. But it's always when something like this occurs, it should not occur. So it should go to trial.
Yeah, it should. And also, let's see, in the Anaya Blanchard case, the DA over in Lee County spoke out and talked about the lenient sentence that he was out walking the streets, and this crime would have never occurred, or this kidnapping or whatever happened, because I don't think anybody knows, but I think it's pretty clear that she was abducted. And the DA was very critical of the Montgomery County justice system, I suppose you could say. And for good reason. That guy should have never been walked. Of course, his lawyer's saying, well, you know, this guy has a, you know, they say he's got a history with a long rap sheet. Well, the truth of the matter is he's been falsely accused for many things and detained and all this stuff. You know, typical defense lawyer crap. But anyway, and I just feel for the parents because I think their quote was, how do you move forward? You know, not knowing. But it's really terrible.
Well, and I believe I'd have to pull it up. I saw it quickly this morning. The Montgomery Advertiser has a piece on several underreported missing persons, and they're all young black women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terrible trend. Like, you see stuff on the internet. I obviously don't believe everything I see on the internet, so I have to double, triple check it. But let me, here are seven unsolved, underreported, missing black women's cases. Seven from Montgomery. And, my goodness. It is a ongoing story. I mean, some of these go back to 98. The Advertiser, Kimberly Arrington, abducted in 98.
Yeah.
LaQuanta Riley, heard crying out on the phone after her disappearance. Abrina Mack hasn't been seen since 2006. Nanette Thomas went missing from her Eastdale apartment. Lakira Goldsmith has been missing nearly a year. Kiwana Burton, last seen in Montgomery. And the list goes on
why,
and on.
Why do we not hear about this? Because the Montgomery Advertiser didn't focus on it, or the local authorities didn't do what they're supposed to? Or,
that's part of it. And, you know, I'll be blunt.
Or was it not unusual for them to be missing? You know, there's some people who just kind of... you know, have a history of, you know, being in and out of touch with people, so.
Yeah, I'm reading from the Advertiser here, folks. Although black women make up less than 7% of the U.S. population, they represent about 10% of all missing persons cases throughout the country. Estimates by the Black and Missing Foundation put the total number of disappearing black women and girls at about 64,000. My goodness.
That's unreal.
No, and I'll be blunt, is what I meant to say. You know, we followed Camille McKinney cupcake story to the very tragic end. So I've been hesitant. I've been sharing on Facebook. My cousin actually knows Anaya Blanchard. And it's so heartbreaking. And you feel like you can talk about it and you can put out the word to look for this person. But beyond that, you're not the actual authorities on the scene investigating it. And even they, with their... there are many resources at their disposal. Don't always find it. And it's usually a tragic end. It's terrible. And it's not fun to start Monday like this, but it is true. And hopefully DAs and others will learn that when people have committed violent crimes, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to
What they did to that man they had kidnapped, it was unreal.
Yeah, he had that big old swollen eye.
No, the... they kidnapped these same people. Well, one, the Yaheem, whatever the hell is.
Yeah, I was thinking you were talking about the perpetrator who was caught by police in his mugshot.
No, I was talking about they had committed another crime in Montgomery of kidnapping an elderly man and beat him to a bloody pulp and got caught. And that's why they were not, you know, that's why they were out on bond for that case. I mean, it's just totally unfortunate. You know, we have a lot of problems with our justice system, and the fact that Greg Gunn is his case is, like I said, They're going to have jury selection today in Dale County. You know when that incident occurred? 2016.
Yeah, February 25th, 2016.
Our courts are just, let me tell you, and I used to work for the Administrative Office of Courts.
Right.
There is not an overworked judge in Alabama that I remember, and certainly not the Alabama Supreme Court. They take forever. Mike Hubbard is still walking free after he was convicted in, I believe, 2015. In the summer of 2015. That's 4 years later. The Court of Criminal Appeals heard it probably 8-9 months ago and upheld it. Now it went to the Supreme Court of Alabama, and they're yet to rule. Tom Parker, what the hell's going on up there? You're the titular head of the Supreme Court. You're the Chief Justice. You're the one that should make cases flow. Of course, Tom's always traditionally been behind on his cases. You know, this is just ridiculous. No such thing as quick justice in Alabama. It's ridiculous.
Well said. It is ridiculous. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all that institutions that the government has a monopoly over, which they do when it comes to courts, you occasionally get private arbitration, these sorts of things. But the federal...
But not in a criminal case.
Right, yeah. The federal state courts and the local municipal courts have the final say on most of these things. And it doesn't surprise me that the institution the government runs and operates, well, they're not doing that great of a job. And, you know, you'd think that's the one thing everybody kind of agrees the government should do, the court system. Well, why don't you get on top of it?
No kidding. I mean, that's all you do. I mean, if you're a judge, and I know you have civil cases too, but, and I didn't mean to say that there's no judge overworked, because there's some that are, and we don't give them enough money to hire a real staff in the lower courts, like in circuit and district court. Nobody really has a clerk, so judges have to write their own opinions. But once they're, oh my God, there's that ad. But once they're...
He's saying Jeff Sessions' ad for U.S. Senate, and at the end, Jeff Sessions is donned that Make America Great Again hat.
You know what, Jeff Sessions, you were talking in Huntsville this weekend, and you've spoken publicly about the impeachment being a witch hunt. We would not be in this situation if you had not punted the ball to a special prosecutor or special counsel or whatever you want to call him. That's just, you know... I have no use for Jeff Sessions. I hope he loses miserably, and he can retire up there in D.C. and be a lobbyist and become rich. So more power to him, but he does not need to be back in the Senate.
Well, and, you know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend saying, oh, people love Jeff Sessions, though, and I'm telling the guy.
I was one of them at one time.
And I'm telling this guy, no, I agree, but people have loved him. But when you start hearing words like embarrassed, betrayal, disgusted, those are hard emotions, difficult emotions to overcome, even if you do have a long history of love and support with the people. So we'll see where this goes. I don't think Sessions is written out of the race just because of that past, this recent past, and his whole career might serve him well.
And I kind of resent the fact that all these other people have geared up to run, Bradley Byrne, Tommy Tuberville, John Merrill, Arnold Mooney, and whoever else may have signed up to run, Roy Moore. And they've been running hard for, you know, 6-8 months.
Right.
And then all of a sudden this fool jumps in at the last minute, qualifies the last day, and throws everything into turmoil. He does not deserve to be returned to the U.S. Senate representing Alabama. I'm sorry.
Do you think some of those folks who were running before Sessions got in were running because they knew Sessions wasn't running?
Right, sure.
Right.
I don't think any of them would have gotten in if they had known that Jeff was going to qualify, but there's such bad blood between the president and Sessions, and he can put all the damn MAGA hats on he wants to, but I don't trust him. You know, human nature is not such that when you are trashed publicly, fired, disgraced, that you don't in some way strike back, whether it's over a vote that's important or over something. There's something very disingenuous about this run by Jeff Sessions.
And well, I mean, he could, though, Jack. He could, you know, instead of fighting back, he could turn the other cheek.
Well, it takes a hell of a man to turn the other cheek after how Trump treated him. And I'm not saying how Trump treated him was wrong, but I'm just saying, you know, if I'd been embarrassed like that, I wouldn't, you know, maybe there's a reason he's been quiet for a year.
Well, and I said this before, the way Trump talks about that whole situation with Jeff Sessions recusing himself, it almost sounds like Trump flogging himself at times. It's one of his biggest mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's just on Sessions, only it's just on Trump. I don't think they saw coming this whole Russia investigation. And more than just an investigation by the FBI or Robert Mueller, the machinations of people like John Brennan and James Clapper behind the scenes, working with not only the intelligence community, but with the media at large, as well as the Democratic Party. It has been a massive, what some call a paper coup.
It is a paper coup. I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
And a lot of people, Jeff Sessions included, but Donald Trump included, did not see this coming. They weren't ready for the fight. I think they're ready now. I think a lot of Republicans are waking up now. I'm still waiting on this Michael Horowitz report.
Hey, Daryl! Is the Horowitz report out yet? No.
He's shaking his head.
Ah, crap. We're still waiting.
I mean, really, it's taken too damn long.
Yeah. Well, I want to see it because I think you don't... It's reported that this report is 500 pages long. And I doubt it's going to be 500 pages of, oh, they did everything right and by the book.
Yeah, sure.
And it's also, I've heard, going to be used as a roadmap for U.S. Attorney from the Nutmeg State, John Durham.
Well, I hope so.
Looking as a criminal probe.
I've just learned not to be hopeful anymore because you never know what's about to happen. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. This whole impeachment thing is such a farce.
Right.
It's a total farce. It's outrageous. I just can't believe Americans aren't marching on Washington with signs. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that these people, remember Maxine Waters them encouraging, if you saw somebody that was for Trump, to shout them out.
And, yeah.
I mean,
get in their
what
face,
kind of
yeah.
civility is in this country anymore? And this Adam Schiff, he is the biggest frigging crook to ever chair a committee in Washington.
He's tainted.
Oh, yeah, at least.
He's
it's hard to get up in the mornings. I get so mad. And I don't know how Trump does it every day. I just don't.
I think that's part of his secret to his success is the madman theory. I think also he realized a lot of these, not just Democrats out there, but a lot of the folks in the bureaucracy, but I repeat myself, that they aren't doing what he says. So he's realized that, okay, it's not necessarily have to be a Democrat. It could be anybody's career. It's like, I don't really like what the president wants here. That's, I think, part of why he's been erratic, where he has to say things publicly in a dramatic way in order to move a policy forward at all.
Or get the word out to the American people because they're not going to get it through the major networks and really not even Fox anymore.
And it is truly remarkable. After this break, Jack, I refreshed my memory over the weekend. Folks might be wondering, is Joey just a Trump partisan? Is that why Joey's so, against this impeachment? Is that why Joey and Jack are, these two honkies are just hugging each other?
I'm a Trump groupie. I admit it.
Yeah, see, you're a Trump groupie. I don't consider myself a Trump groupie.
Well, that's one of your problems.
I don't even go to the concerts.
Well, I might buy the guitar.
I'll buy the album, all right? I'll check out the album. I've listened to the album. I describe myself these days as anti-Trump. I'm against... I like Trump. He's very entertaining.
You're anti-Trump crowd.
Yeah,
okay.
And he pisses off the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So I give him credit there. But what actually is working me up so much and why I want to hear from...
Daryl! Is the Horowitz report out yet?
No. I'm asking you, just stay put, Daryl. Good thing we chained him to that desk.
Well, I wish you would not have reported last week. It's coming out any day now.
Yeah, I know. They keep saying that. Manana. But the reason I'm so worked up about this goes all the way back, Jack, to 2013. What happened in 2013? Well, Barack Obama was elected in 2012, in his second term starting through. It was after that, a little bit after that. Oh, yeah, there was a major leak from an actual whistleblower who people threatened to hang and actually kill and... said he was a traitor to the nation and the country, all this stuff. There's a big, big old story. I think the guy's name was Edward Snowden. Huh. Yeah, I went back and looked at that original interview he did with Glenn Greenwald and Laura Portis. when he was in Hong Kong, right after all this stuff leaked. Mm-hmm. And some of his answers really bear on the news today. For instance, what does it mean to be a whistleblower? I think that plays into really today's news. What does it mean to be a whistleblower? Why? Why would you also, Ed? Hey, Ed Snowden, why would you tell the world your name is Edward Snowden? He has a fascinating answer that applies to the news today. Why should people care about this massive, powerful, intrusive surveillance ability? Well, that really does play into today, given what John Brennan and the Democrats cooked up against Donald Trump. That's led to this whole now weird 3 years of mostly palace intrigue and all these court battles and investigations. And then the last answer Snowden gives, I have all these ready. What's his greatest fear? And we'll get into all that. I think it lays out what you're going to hear in this impeachment inquiry that goes forward this week.
Which the witness, they're still going to impeach the president without the Republicans having an opportunity to cross-examine this nut.
Of course. That's where they're going with this. We also have audio. William Barr. He spoke for an hour. Gave a lecture at the Federalist Society this weekend. And I have a clip from that I think you're going to really enjoy, Jack. Essentially, we're giving context, folks. We need to give context to this national news saga. And, of course, we'll keep our eye on what's going on locally. And, by the way, I guess it wasn't the seasons we really hoped for, whether you're an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan.
No, certainly not.
But we still got each other.
Yeah,
we got the Iron Bowl coming up, so we can enjoy that at least. But yeah, not that was a disappointing Auburn game, I have to say.
Well, and Tua's injury was, not career-ending, but could be.
I know that's not exactly how it works, but I think that knocks them out of the playoff. The fact that they're starting quarterback.
Gary Danielson made a good point. He said, now, if Alabama goes over and beats Auburn in Auburn without their star quarterback, they should be considered.
Right.
Said they should not be eliminated just because you lose your quarterback. But I'll tell you what. Jalen Hurts had an incredible performance Saturday night. Team was down 28-3.
Yeah.
And he threw four touchdowns. They came back and beat the Baylor Bears 34-31. It was a hell of a game.
So we're keeping track of all of it, folks.
Oh, you know
the Heisman race, like local, the Catholic one again, my alma mater. They're actually, our team, my senior year, is the first time we made the playoffs in 10 years. This is the first time, I think, Catholics undefeated.
Well, you were one of the weakest tight ends they ever had.
I resent that remark, all right? Okay. I wasn't even a tight end.
Well, it's a shame.
I kept it locked down at corner, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you. See, Jack, this Mick over here doesn't believe me at all. Oh. Is it because of my ethnicity?
No, I know a lot of Polacks.
We'll be back, folks. 272-9228.
I do have some sad news to bring up when we come back.
Okay. 272-9228 if you want to get in. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this quick break.
Have to catch an early train. Got to be to work by 9. If I had an aeroplane, I still couldn't make it in time. Because it takes me so long just to
if it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back, folks. She said it's cold
outside, she hands me a raincoat. Do you like Matchbox 20?
I grew up with them. I like them, but it's not. I don't love them.
When I did that song, this song, 3 a.m., it reminds me of Hillary's ad. It's 3 a.m., and you know, when she was running for president.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
3 a.m., who do you want by the phone?
Hey, I did want to mention, before we get into the meat of other things, which I have some criticism of this Jeff Coleman ad that just played.
Sure.
But if you ever ate at the Bright Star restaurant in Bessemer, it's one of the last of its kind in the state. It was owned by two Greek brothers, Jimmy and Nikki Koikas.
Yeah.
Jimmy died over the weekend. He'd been battling cancer.
I'm sorry.
My friend Billy eats there all the time and just loves them. And I was here a couple of years ago, and they found out I was from Montgomery. Oh, do you know Ed? Did you know Ed Zaitis? Do you know Dimitri Polizzo? Because you know all the Greeks, they all know each other. And,
sure.
And a lot of them are in restaurant business. But it was and it will remain a great place to eat. So if you're ever near Bessemer and you're hungry and you're not in a hurry, it's like the old Elite or the old Sahara. I mean, it's just one of those kind of like landmark places to eat.
It has character. It really does.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And a menu that hadn't changed in years, and they've got it perfected. But Jimmy and Nikki, sorry that Jimmy died. Nikki's they're both great guys. But anyway, to me, that was sad news because they're a total institution in Alabama and probably even in the Southeast. So our hearts go out to the Koikas family. They have perfected food and service, and they're just great folks.
Thank you for sharing that, Jack.
Now,
but before we do that,
we got to talk about some sponsors.
Yeah, so this hour of the program, again, brought to you folks by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today. You're running out of time. Call them at 279-6036. 279-6036. We're running out of time, folks, for you to get 50% off.
12 days.
Yeah, to the end of November, 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. It's a heck of a deal. I don't know how they're making money on it, but it's working. It's really working for our listeners who go over there. So again, folks, call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036. Take advantage as a News and Views listener of getting 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of News and Views. What do you say we quickly go to our very, very prestigious caller
here? Oh, yes.
Welcome to the program, Mark Montiel.
Yeah, he's kissing up. He doesn't even know where I'm going to go. But let me, I do want to say, my kids want copies of all of the home movies. You just convinced me again. I've got to get that done and get it over to Dan Black.
Yeah, do it today.
Don't sponsor, but it's a true statement. So.
Yeah, it's true. It is.
I want to do this the right way, because you know I think the world of both of y'all. I don't say that being funny or anything else. Joey is the future.
Starts a call like this, yeah, you know they're about to get into your ass.
I sense a big hairy butt around the corner.
I'm going to do this the right way, okay? Because first of all, y'all are doing a hell of a good job. Let me just start with the positives. Y'all,
Mark.
Jack, you doing what you're doing with what you've had to battle is one of the most amazing Courage Awards I've ever seen. I mean, every day is a challenge, I would expect, but you...
It gets easier every day, Mark. It really does.
Okay, there you go. And Joey, the schedule you keep every day, being in the studio for six straight hours, I would go nuts doing that, but you've been doing it for a while. You used to do seven straight hours, didn't you?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I've put in my time. I'm used to it.
But let's talk radio. I'm not about to pop two friends on Facebook or anything else, but... What are the five top stories in Montgomery right now? I'm not trying to play stump the band. That's a Johnny Carson reference, Joey.
The new mayor. Stories? The new mayor would be a story.
J.C. Love
Love being the new probate judge
after the failed nomination of Ed Kroll because he's too old.
That was talk about a screw up in the governor's office.
Indeed.
That's two. Just stay with the topics a second.
You tell me. Oh, in the Greg Gunn case,
Officer Smith on trial.
Right. That's a story. If you want to go into Anaya Blanchard, there not being a resolution to that, and that how the ball was dropped in Montgomery County, letting that horrible person walk the streets.
And Tua got injured.
Auburn lost.
I think all of those have local feel that people are dying to talk about or listen to y'all talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a topic known to man that the two of y'all cannot talk about, keep people interested. I'm telling you, when y'all are going back and forth with the humor and the intelligence, y'all can talk about anything. And Joey, you have found a niche that'll take you the rest of your career. But I want to tell you a story about when I was at Blue Water. Rick Peters, the owner and man who runs everything up there, he would give me little tips about doing talk radio. I mean, I was a lawyer. I didn't know anything about it. Fumbling around and not a very good wordsmith for the radio. And he was reminding me of some of the things you do as a radio person. For example, the call signals to the show, 93.1, the things you have to do coming out of a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up putting in front of me like two or three reminders of the basic things I needed to remember that were just not in my wheelhouse. You've got to put in front of you this. I am not going to talk about the national stuff going on unless, and there are exceptions to that, obviously 9/11, et cetera. By the time, if y'all start talking about it, and this is with all candor, I just turn it off. I mean, it's all the time. It's on every cable channel. Every local radio person wants to spend a bunch of time talking about it. I don't really understand why. Because that's not everybody's expertise, and they're just repeating things. Joey, I love you, but your opinion about what's going on there is no better than my opinion. And they might be the same, is my point. Same with you, Jack. People are they're begging for a local talk radio show. They tell me that all the time. And y'all can do it. I mean, I had somebody just the other day, I think he was going to brandish a weapon out there at East Chase as he was a little road rage, honking the horn at me. That's a story. And I tell somebody that, and they say, yeah, it's happened to me. Somebody pulled a gun on me.
Yeah.
We have got to get local radio focused on local. And y'all will kill the market if you do. You don't laugh at the Greg Gunn case like some radio people do, cracking jokes about somebody being shot and killed and what the officer's going through on trial. That's not funny. There's nothing funny about that.
No, there's not.
Keep the sense of humor. Even I have one. People don't realize it, do they, Jack? But if y'all, you're going to have to train
yourself. I've
known
you a while,
yourself.
Mark, you do.
I do. I mean, I like to laugh like everybody else and about things people might be surprised I laugh about. But it's almost like you have to make yourself not do it. And I consciously didn't do it. And I had a little success at talk radio along the way, you know, even from a staticky signal. I mean, head-to-head with Blue Water from a staticky signal. One time they had to make some changes. You see my point, I hope.
People, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
There are 60 to 70,000 government employees, counting the military, in this area. They love this stuff. Now, they'll listen to Trump stuff, too. I mean, I don't turn it off every time you're talking about what's going on nationally, impeachment. Believe me, I watched every word of it, and I think it's all a farce what's going on up there. But this is just encouragement from somebody who wants to see this show succeed like it is, but succeed even more. Try to make yourself stay on local topics. Tua would count on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the games.
But, and you'll get confirmation of this call. I'm actually going to ask people that love talk radio just to send y'all a text or call you and say, yeah, do more local. Because
well, we do have some more stories today, for sure.
I plan on doing both.
Yeah.
So,
but you know,
right. Like I'd rather actually talk about how.
Your point is well taken, and yeah. I hear it too.
Like, but I'll be blunt with you, Mark. I find you know, actually looking into the history of the expansion of the surveillance state that affects not just our lives here in the country, but at the globe that I've been caring about for say 6 years. More interesting the fact that somebody brandished a weapon at you in the traffic.
Well, let me come back at you a little bit on that.
Okay.
Okay, I know that. You find it interesting, but I found a lot of things interesting that I did not spend airtime on. For example, I could talk football all day and do with Mark Jr. I mean, I love football, but I knew I was doing a news show, so what did I not do? Spend time on that. I didn't spend time explaining my bumper music. I'm just telling you, it's a waste of time, guys. Don't fall into that trap. Let people pick it up naturally. So it's intended to be a constructive criticism,
yes.
Not a, I'm going to be listening to your show and going to encourage you and call in, whatever. But the fact that you, Joey, how old are you, 30?
Yeah, be 31 here in about 2 weeks.
Do you want to change minds and opinions on things that you can influence or just BS across the table?
Well, you know the answer to that. We
want,
so,
to, want you to think about it.
It's not worth changing people's minds here in the city of Montgomery, especially a lot of folks who are transplants because of the military bases here, on major federal issues that have a long-running narrative of, say, the past decade.
So what I hear you saying,
Edward Snowden is just, BS.
No, it's not. No, I don't think
right, and that. I think we can cover local, state, and national.
Well, yeah.
And we will.
Constructive criticism rejected by a 30-year-old.
No,
but
constructive criticism heard loud and clear, but we started the show on local stuff.
And we have other local stories. We kind of skip around.
Right.
All right.
I appreciate it. We're tapping you the official ombudsman of News and Views, though, Mark. So don't say it's been rejected. But also, I find things interesting, and I think other people find things interesting. And sometimes other people don't. But, a major report that will indict a lot of people that were former top law enforcement intelligence officials, I'd like to give folks context about that.
And you have firsthand information about it, or you're reading it from a national publication or national blog?
I have firsthand information in the sense that I've gone back and mined old stories, yes, and put them together in my own unique way.
All right, last point. Let me just make one. I'll get out of your way. It's your shot. One of the most interesting things about having three kids, one's fixed to be 21, one's 30, one's 34, going to be 35, Mark's going to turn 31, is to watch the two older ones now realize some of the things that the old grumpy dad told them, they think he's got some sense about. You've heard this. You know what I'm saying, Joey? You know,
yes.
Your parents taught you things, and all of a sudden
yeah,
you start
I said that.
Clicking.
I was talking to somebody at lunch the other day, and I said, you know, hell, the older I get, the more sense my parents made, and I never realized.
Absolutely. And y'all, Jack's my generation. Joey, you're my kid's generation. Y'all will receive this differently probably today, but I want your show to succeed, so go get them. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I hear what he's saying, but Jack, did you ever have that moment? I know you had a great relationship with your mother, right?
Did you ever overall? she was pretty trying.
Did you ever have that moment like I would be literally in the pantry taking the old trash bag out of the can, tying it up, about to grab a new bag, you know, those Febreze trash bags. They smell great when you first open them up. About to pull it out, and I hear from across the house my mom go, "Joey, remember to take out the trash." It would drive me insane. Like, I'm in the middle of doing this thing.
You have a short fuse.
And no, this idea of reminding you of something that you already know. So,
okay.
I appreciate our ombudsman for his input.
Well, just don't
and
want
we
got to
hit a break here. And yes, I can accept criticism without, you know, just being quiet and going, oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the input. 272-9228 if you want to give your input. Coming up, more stories.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not quite as warm today as yesterday, but we do have a warming trend on the way this week. Today will be a little cool, but not cold. High temperature around 60. Clouds will be around from time to time today and tonight. Tonight's low 40. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. The warming trend resumes. High 65. I think we'll be near 70 Wednesday and maybe middle 70s by Thursday. Small chance of showers Thursday night and Friday, but a better chance over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, your host.
I was going to criticize that Jeff Coleman ad.
Yeah, we've been running it.
Yeah, and they paid money to be on this station, so I don't want to be ultra critical. But as a former political consultant, I guess you consider myself retired. I just find it interesting that he's got a wife doing a spot for him when nobody knows him. You know, it's sort of a cardinal rule in politics. You've got to define yourself the way you want to be defined.
Sure.
Then you can have people doing testimonials about how great you are, how charitable you are, how many, you know, the philanthropic work that you've done, or the heroic votes you've made as a public servant. And that, you know, is always effective when it comes from someone else who you can tell if it's from the heart or not. But his wife is doing an ad for him, but nobody knows who the hell he is.
Isn't he also doing, like, the huge, like, billboards, like, moving van styles? Like, it's like this huge wraparound.
That's
like,
what he does.
Oh, that's what he does.
He owns a transfer storage and storage company.
There it is then. Yeah. But it's like these huge wraps with his name and face on it. I saw it driving around town.
Yeah. Well,
he's trying to get the word out. I don't know who Jeff Coleman is.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I know that he's a businessman and he has a moving service and a storage service. And people down in the Wiregrass seem to like him. I've heard the criticisms of him too, which, you know, until I can confirm, I'm not going to discuss. But he has his wife doing this ad, and then she says, "Well, I'm out of time. They're telling me I'm out of time," which simply isn't the case.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, people do kind of embellish an ad. But I just thought it was interesting that his wife is doing a testimonial for him when nobody even knows who he is. So my husband's running for Congress. Well, why didn't your husband tell us he's running for Congress and tell us what he wants to accomplish before you come on there saying what a great guy he is and how much you love your dog Gracie? You know what I'm saying? I just
well, I can't wait for the next ad though. She did leave me like wanting more. The old George Costanza rule: leave them wanting more.
Yeah, well,
don't linger. Don't linger like the cranberry thing.
Yeah.
Don't linger. But here, this hour again, folks, of News of Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. Take advantage of 50% off all VHS, well, even Betamax, all tape to DVD transfers. Great sponsor, and y'all are tearing it up over there. Take advantage of a great Christmas gift idea to get those old analog memories brought into the digital future. Dan Black Studio, sponsor of this hour of News and Views, also sponsor of this portion of the program, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Now, Eddie Bader's a great guy.
He is.
I mean, and there's nothing to do with the real estate. I mean, he's a top-notch real estate agent, but he's just so down-to-earth and easy to work with, great sense of humor, but he really is a top-notch agent, folks. In a word, Eddie Bader is your agent. The agent you've been looking for, dreaming, hoping for. In a word, service is the reason. He has always your best interest in mind. Eddie's always looking out for you. Eddie Bader is negotiating on your behalf, connecting his network. And he'll teach you things along the way. If you're a potential first-time home buyer, he'll teach you the little things you might not already know about. Home inspections, surveys, owner's title insurance. He can even assist in finding you a local lender. you're comfortable with working with. On top of all that, he does the little things that go an extra mile. For instance, when you use Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group as your buyer's agent and you buy that dream house, you know what he does? Before you move in, he'll bring in a professional cleaning crew to clean it before you're ever in the building. Because, let's face it, who wants to have to sit there on their first day? Well, not just sit there on their first day and clean the whole place.
Who wants somebody else's dirt?
Right, exactly. And that's just one example. It's a little thing, but it goes a long way. So give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call today, 322-0662. Again, that number for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Also, check him out on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses. Find all sorts of listings there, whether it's 1794 Dozier Road, 3301 Hammond Drive. He has listings all over the River Region, folks. So check out Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group today, 322-0662. Very quickly, let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, talk about Russian interference. Last week, that Siberian cold wave was what I call real Russian interference. Boy, I tell you, it's too cold too early in the year. Is this gentleman running for Martha Roby's seat?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, don't you think it'd be smart to even mention that? You know, you need to say what district you're from. Also, I didn't hear Donald Trump's name mentioned at all in his ad, did you?
No, maybe he's one of the few that's not going
to... Is it never
Trump? No, that's not going to overuse that card.
Well, you know, we're in this district, we've been starving for somebody to say they support the president. This has been the major disappointment of Martha Roby since Donald Trump became elected, and she's leaving because she's not worth a damn, and she doesn't support the president.
Right.
So it's time to get somebody in there that says, I support Donald Trump, his agenda, and what he stands for, and we're doing great. It's time to move on and up. I agree with you. I didn't know who in the hell he was or what... He doesn't say what he's running for. He doesn't give any information.
Well, I think she does, but, you know.
Well, in political ads, it depends on who you are. You do need to, in the case of Mr. Coleman, Jeff Coleman, he needs to definitely get a getting-to-know-you campaign. And it might serve him well, and I think having his wife testify on his behalf in public helps him because she sounds nice in the ad. She's a great voice, these sorts of things, but he needs to get his own voice out there, too.
Well, really, we really need to... his wife needs to run because she's the one that only got the guts to get on the radio and TV. Maybe she's the one.
I'll tell you who won't get their spouse to do an ad for them, and that's Jessica Taylor, because Brian Taylor's her husband, and nobody likes him. So that would be a big mistake.
Yes. So, well, I guess he's the only one running, or just now things are getting started. Is he the only one going to be running for Martha's seat?
No. You have...
Jessica Taylor.
Jessica Taylor. You have...
Bob Rogers. Vote for Bob. Better vote for Bob.
Who else is running? I don't even know why I can't remember who's running.
It was Will Disney.
Yeah, Will dropped
no
out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure there are others. I just...
Okay.
I'm just drawing a blank right now.
This is the issue with having a